Welcome to the Bible Tribe. I'm Denise Bass with Seeing Deep Ministries, where we see deep in a shallow world and overcome the battles of the mind with the Word of God. Happy Easter, y'all! Jesus is risen from the dead. On Good Friday this past week, I spoke about why Jesus' death on the cross is good. And today, I just want to briefly share what this salvation is. So I'm going off roading from our Bible reading plan this week in celebration of Easter. I remember growing up hearing different terms that I just didn't know what they meant. This can be like Christianese, right? But one time in high school, I was working at a clothing store when two men came talking about the need to be born again. I had no idea what they were talking about. Afterward, the store manager asked me, "Do you believe that stuff?" I said, "No." And later that year, someone at the University of Maryland, where I was studying for my undergraduate degree, came up and told me the same thing. I needed to be born again. Nicodemus thought this was a strange way of describing salvation, too. Reading from John 3, verses 3 through 8 and 13 through 18, it says, Jesus replied, "Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again." "How can someone be born when they are old?" Nicodemus asked. "Surely they cannot enter a second time into their mother's womb to be born." Jesus answered, "Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying, you must be born again. The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit. No one has ever gone into heaven except the one who came from heaven, the Son of Man. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes may have eternal life in him. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son." Being born again is not a status or a good work or a religion. These words describe a transformation that happens where we have believed that Jesus died for our sins and the Holy Spirit opens our eyes to understand the things of God. Before we are born again, we do not understand the things of God. We walk around in darkness. Being born again is becoming a child of God. When I was 19, my alarm clock radio was changed from a secular classic rock station to a Christian station for 3 days in a row. The first 2 days, I did not listen, but the third day, I did and realized I was not born again and that I needed to be saved. When I bowed down and prayed in my bedroom, I was honest and told God I didn't believe but wanted to. I asked him to help my unbelief, and I was transformed at that moment. I asked God to save me. Right after I prayed, I threw out my secular music. I broke up with my boyfriend, and I was radically changed. This is a work of the Holy Spirit. Suddenly, your desires change, and so I finally understood what it meant to be born again. When you are born again, you think a whole new way. Your eyes are open to understand that you need a Savior. God's plan of salvation has unfolded throughout history. Salvation history is the study of God's plan to save humanity from sin and bring them to eternal life. This plan has unfolded through Abraham, Moses, and David, and is fulfilled through Jesus Christ. History is his story, his salvation, rolled out over the course of history in a progressive revelation. So what are we saved from? First, let's talk about how we are saved. When we pray and ask Jesus to save us, the work we have to do to be saved is to simply believe. We see this in scriptures. For instance, in Romans 10, 9 through 10, it says, "Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." Ephesians 2:8-10 says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." If you do not believe, friend, you can. Just ask Jesus right now to help you in your unbelief. And if you are a Christian and you think you're a Christian, maybe, but you just don't feel close to God right now, you can ask God to help you. Jesus is alive. So what did salvation accomplish? When Christ died as a substitutionary death, meaning he took our place and died for our sins, he saved us from sin and its consequences, such as death and separation from God. Yes, we still will all die on this earth, but we are eternally secure in Christ. The death and resurrection of Jesus Christ purchased our eternal salvation. In Christ, we are sanctified, made holy. But this salvation is a sanctification process. Just like a baby who is born and needs to mature to understand how things work in this world, when we are born again as a child of God, we need to mature and grow in our faith. This happens as we seek God and study his word and ask the Holy Spirit to change us to be more like Jesus. In Christ, we are justified, as if we never sinned. Declared to be righteous because of Christ's perfect righteousness. In human terms, you can think of this as an analogy of when someone, let's say, accomplishes a great thing, but then they give the credit to someone else. Only Christ could accomplish salvation. He is the perfect high priest. There is no need to keep offering sacrifices on our behalf because Jesus was the perfect sacrifice, and his sacrifice of himself purchased the salvation of all mankind for those who would believe. So friend, do you know him? Sin ravages our souls, but we can all be made whole. Right now, you can confess your sins and ask Christ to forgive you. This is how you are saved. You can renounce your unbelief and ask God to save you. If you have not done this, I pray right now in Jesus' name that you will. What do you have to lose? And if you have done this today, I would love to hear about it and celebrate with you. Happy Easter, friends. You are loved eternally by a good, kind, gracious, and holy God, and he is making us all holy like him. Have a great day.